What's up, family? Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. As your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether it's that's the NFL, the NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. Bet online where the game starts. BetOnline is the proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show. Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Brett Tanner, 25 wins last year. Abilene Christian out of the WAC, the Wildcats. Brett, how you doing, man? Good to see you. I love the office background. I love it, man. It looks nice over there, brother.
Yeah, man, we're getting there, man. We've got some upgrades that we've been a long time waiting, man. We were in that temporary facility for a couple years. Like I told you earlier, an old dorm for an office, but it was all worth it now, man. Beautiful facility we got here, man. That was, you know, done because of people that were way before my time. But we had a good run last year, man. And so, absolutely, I mean, I had to get back on with you. This is going to have to become an annual thing, man. Keep it going.
Oh, it will. It sure will, brother. I got to ask you, man, first year, 25 wins or running the WAC tournament as well against Mexico State, who ended up winning. So, talk about that, man. First year head coach, 25 wins at Abilene. Can't beat that. Man, had a great run. Talk about the whole last year's experience, man, all around.
Yeah, I mean, it was a roller coaster ride. You know, it was a wild year of any year. I've been doing this a while. It was my first year as the head coach. But, you know, we started off 0-2. We lost at Utah, and we lost at Texas A&M in double overtime. And then we won 11 straight. And then we lost 5 in a row. and then it's like we didn't lose again until the conference tournament championship. It was just the weirdest deal. Like, all of our losses came in one little segment, but we had unbelievable runs. Two on the other side, but usually, you know, you win a couple, you lose one, you win a couple. So it wasn't your normal season, but I was blessed, man, to have a really good group of returners in year one. Great leadership, unbelievable toughness. They let me coach them. They were the guys who fought for me to get this opportunity. You know, so they were bought in from day one. And that's rare, I think, for, you know, a first year head coach to have that. And I think that played into, I mean, that's a big part of our success, obviously.
No doubt. And so how was it having a full offseason without COVID, per se? You know, having guys around, having the 8 weeks in June there and working on guys' games, still development. How was that this summer for you guys, having a real summer without having to worry about COVID, per se, this time around?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, less stressful. You know, we weren't worried about all the protocols. We weren't worried about all the testing. But, you know, it was just good to – we didn't have to go as fast. I didn't feel like we had to cram everything in. Especially with what we do defensively, I was able to kind of spread things out where it wasn't just, like I said, we weren't just trying to get everything in a real short period of time. And we were able to work on our guys' games individually, man. Like, you know, because that's what that time is for, right? We tell our guys, man, from March to October, it's about them. And from October to March, it's about us. And so we actually got to spend that time to really work on their individual games and help them improve. And so that's something we weren't able to do, you know, prior. So it's a good feeling for sure.
No doubt. Like you said, man, like being able to know what you work on your game for all those months, because when I said this time of year, you're preparing for that first November 7th game. We all know that. So like being able to work on your game, this is the time you get better, because you know, you gotta be a gym rat too. You gotta be not having a coach
prides you. So I see you. You have real ballers. You don't have guys. You got to come on, get some shots up. You know, you guys will get in the gym. So it had to be filled up with your guys, man. Also, it builds a team camaraderie. I feel like when I played football, Brett, when I was out there with my guys catching passes and running routes, we got closer together. We out there working out and getting in the summertime. So I feel like that was a great time for chemistry camaraderie because we don't get some tough times come during season. So we have to be close and have that bond built early. So when it gets hard, we're still together connected with each other.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons we've been able to, I think, have the success we've had the last few years is because our guys are super connected with one another. It comes from our pillars, you know, our program we've talked openly about in the media is you know, we're going to build real relationships here, man. And I think that comes through all that time, that off-season time where they can spend time together and they can do things. So that now when we get to this point in the season, when we start preparing for the year, that they're connected, man. And now they're able to hold each other accountable and they're able to do those things because they have real relationships, you know?
No doubt, man. Because, you know, I always tell young men who I talk to, about the different teams or what have you, Brett, is that, hey, if you police yourselves, not the coach to police you, coach the effort leadership, it's knows the coaching part, not leadership and its accountability and effort. So if you're a player-led team, those have been my best things, our player-led teams, we did it ourselves. We didn't have to have our offensive coordinator or our defense coordinator correct us. It was us doing the correcting, and you just had to give it X and O. So that's the best thing in my mind, Brett, the guys are only accountable for missed rotation or missed drop pass, whatever the case may be. When your guys can tell you that and you not get mad and get all angry about it, so we have the best teams.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
No doubt, brother. And I'm going to tell you some relationships, man. I was a late point this summer for recruiting in Atlanta. And it's, I'm not going to name any names, but you know how certain guys in the media who are transactional, right? One of them asked me, and I quote, JR, why are coaches always happy to see you? I'm like, wondering from them. I'm their friend for real. I'm not trying to get information about why they have I seen somebody. Yeah. It's like it's a relationship, not like transactional. It's real. I can text you about football, basketball, whatever. It's like that's why they come say hands up to me and not you so much to the
this
guy who's very popular in our basketball arena for basketball. It's funny to me, Brett, how like they all come say hey to you, not me. Because you want something from them. Transactional. Yeah. I have a relationship with these guys, you know.
That's right. That's right. It's what it's about, man. It's what it's about.
Yes, indeed. And this year, Brett, your schedule, now I see it. Texas A&M back there again as well. Kansas State, Vegas MTE. Tell me about these games, man, for your program and the team, man.
Yeah, first all, you know, I want to talk about our opener, I think, against Jackson State on November 7th.
Okay.
You know, Mo, I don't know Mo, the head coach of Jackson State, real well. Obviously, he was an unbelievable player, and he's a great coach. But for him to be willing to come here on opening night, you know, we're opening a new arena. And so it was really hard. I was afraid we weren't gonna be able to find an opener, you know, and for him to not to be open to doing that for us and for his team, it's going to be a great opportunity for his team too. But for him to do that, I'm just extremely grateful, man. I think sometimes in this profession, we're all scared to play each other. You know, I mean, this is our livelihood and we have to play somebody and you can't be afraid to put yourself out there. And coach, man, Mo was willing to do that for us and start his season on the road, you know, and I'm appreciative of that extremely. Then, we go to Texas A&M. It was the exact same thing we did last year, our second game of the year. We went up there and lost in double overtime. Guys gave it everything they had, man, and Texas A&M is so well coached, man. Coach Williams up there is you know, as good as they come. And, again, I appreciate him. I mean, it's hard for us to get guarantee games right now, and he called me immediately after we played last year and said, let's do this again, man. That was awesome. Let's do this again. And I didn't have to go chase that game. He came to me. And so I'm just so grateful to Buzz for being willing to do that for us. Cause that's a big game for us. We don't have to get on a plane. We don't have to do all this and we can get on a bus literally and be over there. We can be back that night. So that's a huge game for us for a guarantee game. That's really hard to find. And so for a guy like him to do that for us, I'm extremely grateful. And then with the Vegas MTE, we want to be competitive. And so we're gonna play three great mid-major teams out there, Wright State, Weber State, UC Riverside. You can look at their records and what they've done and they speak for themselves. It's gonna be a great mid-major event. And we're looking forward to that. I think it's a great opportunity for us to test ourselves, you know, and kind of see where we're at, because this is a fairly new team than we've had the last couple of years. And so we need to go through some of those bumps and bruises. And I think those are the kind of games that are going to help us grow. So we're ready for January and February for sure. And the K-State's going to be a fun one for me. One of my best friends in the business is Urich Malagi. He's the associate head coach at Kansas State. And we had that game scheduled prior to Coach Tang getting the job there. And so when they got the job, I was extremely excited just to go, you know, play against a good friend of mine that we worked together. I mean, we cut our teeth together back at Stephen F. Austin back in the day, and he's going to be an unbelievable head coach one day. And so I'm excited to go see him and go up there and compete. And I'm thankful that they're doing that for us as well, because we had a really hard time with, like a lot of teams in the WAC, finding good quality games this year. So it's a good schedule. You know, we're going to Cal Bakersfield on the road. We're going to Northern Arizona on the road. Some really, really good mid-major basketball games. And so I'm excited and fired up.
And Brett, that's the price of being good too, man. Sometimes when you're so good, guys don't want to touch you. Because I know besides recruiting, scheduling is probably the hardest thing you do. And you know what I've noticed, Brett, because I've been in the office with some of these guys. Some of the biggest liars about scheduling games. Lies ever about scheduling games, man. I don't give you off job at all.
No, scheduling is dirtier than recruiting in terms of just guys not telling the truth, guys not answering the phones. If you don't want to play, just say you don't want to play. We're good. We move on, you know. But you know, part of it, I think mid-major basketball in general is it's hard to schedule. And you know, it's like I say, we're kind of in scheduling purgatory, right? Like, you know, people think we're not quite good enough to lose to. They don't want to take that chance. But we're also like, you know, we're too good that we could potentially beat them. And I know the entire WAC. I mean, the WAC, in my opinion, is by far the best mid-major basketball league in the country. And some people could argue with me on that. I think you can just look at the teams and what we've been able to do in this just past year. And us adding Southern Utah this year just strengthens the conference even more. And UTA, I mean, those two teams are just going to add value. It's going to be a knockdown, drag-out league. And none of us, nobody in the league, it can get, you know, we're not buying games. Not all of us are buying games. And so it's hard to get people to come to do true home and homes. Nobody wants to do that anymore. They either want to sit at home and buy their entire non-conference schedule, or they want to play neutral site games, you know? And so, man, it's been tough for the WAC and other mid-major leagues out there, I think. So we just got to start playing each other more.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Like you said, I talked to Matt Figger, Jason Hooten, all those guys, man. And Greg Young, I'm like, yeah, it's crazy hearing you also say the same thing about that, because it's like, yeah, the WAC is a great basketball conference, and just so happy, you know, eventually, unfortunately, you're gonna lose Sam Houston and Mexico State. It's still gonna be a great league. Still be a deep league no matter what.
That's what I'm saying. I think the league did a great job adding Southern Utah and UTA, two really good basketball programs. That both, I think, have an opportunity to come in here and compete for a championship. And we didn't just add anybody. We added value when we added those programs. And so the league is as strong as it's been in years. You know, I think with the addition of all of us last year from the Southland, it strengthened the league. And now an already good league. And now adding those two teams, it's even better, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. Probably a lot of heartache, unfortunately, too. So, you know, up and down. But it's going to be a lot of fun, man. Those of us who love to compete, this is a great league.
And one follow-up was said about Mo Williams. I know him pretty well from my time in the NBA. He's a great guy. I know this is something Mo would do. Mo's a great guy. He's a big heart. He loves getting back to the game and coaching. So seeing him do that for you, I didn't realize he's playing you all. So, yeah, seeing them both do that for you, man, I know him pretty well. He's a great guy. And he's a hell of a competitor. He's a great guy, too.
I mean, they're going to come in here and try to beat us, man, you know, on opening night. But I couldn't get a game for that night for obvious reasons, man. I mean, nobody wanted to come open an arena and, you know, brand new facility and all that, because they know it's going to be a great crowd. And Mo didn't hesitate. And like I said, I don't know him personally. We have some mutual friends, and that's kind of how we got this thing going. But at the same time, I just for him to do that, I hope this is the start of a really good relationship between the two of us. And I'm looking forward to him bringing his team down.
Now, Brad, since you're in the WAC now, how has recruiting been for you, for us getting guys saying, hey, you're in the WAC now, I want to come now, brother, we're in the South Carolina, like nah, not big enough for me. So how has that changed for you, the dynamic with you being in the WAC? You can actually go out there and have a real chance at now.
Yeah, I think what it's done for us, man, is it's given us credibility, right? Again, this is a basketball league. I mean, you have New Mexico State in our league who won a game last year and has been to multiple NCAA tournaments. You got Stephen F. Austin, who's won games in the NCAA tournament. You have Abilene Christian, who's won games in the NCAA tournament. And so it's very obvious, man, that this is a basketball-driven conference. And so now it's like where we couldn't get guys to answer the phone, now they answer. And so I feel like we did a good job recruiting in the past when we were in the South End. But now we're getting more people, I should say this, instead of us calling them, we have more people calling us than we ever have before. And that's not just our individual success. It's the whole league in general is respected. And so I think it's really helped us in recruiting. We've been able to get bigger. We don't have to be super big, but I think what we found is we're getting the same type player that we were getting before. That's who we're chasing, right? But we're trying to chase maybe a little bit bigger version of that player, instead of a 5'11", 6'1" guard, we're chasing that 6'3", 6'5" guard, and we're getting bigger on the perimeter. And that's where it's really been helpful.
No doubt, Brad, you said, man, we'll keep doing this again real soon, man, each year, man. I'll make sure I find you. Preseason, we do this again, but hopefully we'll talk this season as well, man. Going to be looking at the record, man. Keep an eye on what you guys are doing, man. So I'll be cheering for you, and I hope to see you real soon, my guy, when I'm in Texas, man. Hopefully we're near Dallas when you all play in Arlington, so I can come see you play, man. I know with the off schedule, man, I'm always over the country. You know how it is, man. We'll link up here real soon in person, my guy.
Absolutely, man. If you're anywhere near us or we're anywhere near you, man, give me a call. And I always appreciate you having me on, man. You're one of the good ones, man, so I appreciate it.
Anytime, buddy. Be safe, man. See you soon, man.
You too. Take care.
All right. Bye now.
What's up, family? Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. As your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports and events, whether it's at the NFL, the NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your rewards. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. BetOnline is the proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show.